This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump basked in his impeachment victory Thursday, waving a banner with a newspaper headline reading, "Acquitted." He also lashed out at critics during a talk at the National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, saying the country had been put through a terrible ordeal by dishonest, corrupt people. Meantime, AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports that Democrats knew all along they would likely fail to impeach the president.
They did it because there was a lot of pressure from progressives, liberals in their caucus who really wanted to take a next step with the president. The reality is, once you have done this once, it's very unlikely that you're going to do it again, certainly not before the election. If Democrats now want to see Trump out of office, they have to do it at the ballot box in November.
In Iowa, results had been reported from 97% of the precincts of the Iowa caucuses where Democrats just competed. Biden placed fourth, trailing former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who are running neck and neck. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren took third place. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar trailed Biden. Now it's on to New Hampshire for the Democrats' next test, with a primary in that state on February 11th. U.S. President Donald Trump meets Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a possible free trade deal, which would be a first between the U.S. and an African country. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's top trading partner more than a decade ago. The U.S. State Department announced Wednesday that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo would visit Africa for the first time in February, with stops scheduled in Angola, Ethiopia, and Senegal. This is VOA News. China says it will cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports. It's part of a preliminary agreement between these two economic giants to end their trade war. The tariff cuts will cover a range of goods, from soybeans to pork to fresh seafood to auto parts. The cuts imposed by Beijing will take effect on February 14th, the same day Washington is expected to cut tariffs on $120 billion worth of Chinese imports. The death toll from China's coronavirus has soared to 563, with 28,000 people infected across China. And two dozen other countries have reported confirmed cases of the virus. The spread is alarming health experts. Saraya Ali of Reuters gives some tips on how individuals can protect themselves.
The best protection is to avoid exposure in the first place. The CDC says that face masks are not necessary for the general public. The World Health Organization says that although masks can curb the spread of the disease, they are not required, and it's important to know that the mask's usefulness is limited. This means using masks only if you're already sick and have symptoms to avoid spreading the virus to others. The WHO also says they can be used if you're in close proximity to someone ill, such as caring for a loved one. But be careful about how you dispose of used masks. Whether you choose to wear one or not, your best bet is to practice good general hygiene, according to the experts. Wash your hands with warm water, disinfect surfaces, and keep a safe distance from sick people.
That was Saraya Ali reporting for Reuters. The death toll in the avalanche disaster in Turkey has risen to 41, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency. Search teams aided by sniffer dogs are scanning the avalanche fields for bodies. The first avalanche late Tuesday killed five people in eastern Van province, which borders Iran. After about 300 emergency workers were called in to respond, a second avalanche struck the rescuers. NASA astronaut Christina Koch, who has spent nearly 11 months in orbit on the longest spaceflight by a woman, landed safely in Kazakhstan Thursday, along with two of her International Space Station crewmates, one from the European Space Agency and another from Russia's space agency. Koch wrapped up a 328-day mission on her first flight into space, giving researchers the chance to observe the effects of long-haul spaceflight on a woman. The study is important since NASA plans to return to the moon and prepare for the human exploration of Mars. Laurel Bowman, VOA News.